This is Colourful.
Now, one of the stories I was really interested in this week is actually from Poland. It's just sworn in its first black member of parliament, a Nigerian-born pastor and teacher who is called John Abraham Godson. He's 40 years old. He's going to have a seat in the lower house, a member of the ruling Civil Reform Party. Now, the reason why this is interesting is because Poland has not had a reputation for, you know, immigration, for diversity, for being open to outsiders. In fact, it had a reputation for being very, very extreme and very anti-Semitic and very xenophobic. So what's happened and how did John Godson manage to break through in this way? He's on the line from Warsaw. John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very well indeed, and delighted to be speaking to you because, I mean, we keep hearing about all these first people breaking through glass ceilings or whatever here in this country and in France and in other parts of the European Union where they've had immigration or empires in the past, but not Poland. So can you explain, first of all, how it feels to be an MP in Poland?
Well, I feel wonderful. I think it's a groundbreaking event. And I also think it is very good for Poland.
You came to Poland in the 1990s. You opened an English language school, I believe, and you were working as a pastor in a Protestant church. But how did you come to be in Poland in the first instance?
Well, it all started in 1988 while I was a second year student in the university in Nigeria. I attended a conference, and at that conference, the speaker was talking about the meaning of life. And, you know, he asked the question, what are you living for? If what you're living for is not worth dying for, then it is not worth living for. And I remember I decided that I wanted my life to have a meaning. And immediately after that conference, I got in touch with a Romanian pastor. He was called Richard Wombrandt. And he used to send magazine articles about what was happening in Eastern Europe. And in one of those articles, there was the history of a young man, a 19-year-old believer, a Christian, called Ivan, who was killed by the KGB in the Soviet Union. And while I read it, I was really touched. I remember I was crying, and I prayed, Lord, I want to replace Ivan. Mm. And that was how it all started. After graduation in 1992, I applied to a number of Christian missions organizations, and one of them, IFES, or Christian Union, accepted me and gave me three countries to choose from: Russia, Poland, and Hungary. And I was considering and praying about this when I received a letter from Poland, not from a Pole, but from a Scottish missionary. His name is Jamie Grant. And he was the one that encouraged me to choose Poland. And I chose Poland. I thought I was coming to Poland for 2 years, and it's more than 17 years now.
I see you've got a family now in Poland, a Polish wife, and four children, is that right?
Yes, two boys and two girls.
Okay, but racism is still a big problem in Poland, despite the kind of achievements that you've accomplished.
I would disagree with you. I think that what the international media are saying about Poland is actually exaggerated.
Really?
I do not think the situation in Poland could be called racism. What I would say is in Poland is low intercultural competence. And let me differentiate between the two. Racism is when people know about other races and other cultures, they have come in contact with them, but they decide to discriminate against them. So it is an informed decision.
And because they feel superior.
Yes. Yeah. While low intercultural competence is out of a stereotype, out of ignorance, out of the fact that people, you know, the host country does not have a good contact with the, you know, with other cultures, and so they usually react out of fear. So that is what is in Poland, and it has its positive aspects and its negative aspects. So I wouldn't say that in Poland there is racism. On the contrary, I believe that Polish people are very, very, you know...
I understand that attitudes have changed a lot since the country joined the EU a few years ago. But you've been beaten up in the past, haven't you?
Yes, I have been beaten up twice, and there have been some derogative statements about me. But again,
was that motivated, John, by low intercultural competence, or was it motivated by racism?
Yes. I think it's out of that, because these are people who base their judgment on stereotypes, and they've never had good contact with blacks. I can give you a number of examples, you know, like when I was lecturing at the Technical University of Szczecin, it wasn't uncommon for my students to walk up to me and ask me if they can touch my hair, because actually I was the first black they had ever come in contact with. It's not uncommon, you know, for kids, you know, if you shake hands with them, you know, they begin to look at their hands to see if it is dirty. So it's just as a result of the fact that they've not had a good contact with blacks. And if we say racism is in Poland, then how would you explain that in my city, Łódź, which is the third largest city in Poland with almost 1 million people, how would you explain that a black got the second largest number of votes out
perhaps
of about
this, John,
candidates?
Well, perhaps you, it's to do with you as a person, individually, you've managed to transcend race because you've been there a long time. They know you. You're Polish now. You have the citizenship. You've married a local woman. And you're a celebrity, you know, and they like what you stand for.
Well, on the one...
You are a celebrity, aren't you?
I wouldn't say I'm a celebrity.
Oh, come.
I'm far from that. But what I would say is that if there was racism in Poland, even being what you call a celebrity wouldn't help me. I mean, people preferred to vote for me, a black, an African, who doesn't speak very good Polish, you know, to other candidates. That, you know, actually disproves the hypothesis that in Poland that there is racism. Of course, we have a long way to go. As Poland gets more and more in touch with other cultures, as Poles travel around the world and as the foreigners come to Poland to visit, we see attitudes are changing.
What is your what are your goals now that you are an elected member of the Polish Parliament? What are some of your goals?
Yes. Actually, I have three priorities that I'm presently working on. The first one has to do with innovation, especially in the area of free access to the internet in public places. And this is something I started in Łódź, and I'm continuing. We're looking at a minimum standard that would apply in places, in public offices, schools, hospitals, railway stations, airports, and so on. That's a norm. I think that's normal in the West, in UK, but in Poland, that's not the case.